Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome to our studio via Zoom. They aren't actually here in person, unfortunately for me, but you'll get to hear them anyway. Representatives that are going to be part of the big extravaganza going on at Theater by the Sea, where the month of July they're having a concert series at the theater, and they've been doing a great job. I was there at opening night to see Nicholas King, and he was phenomenal. The audience was all excited, and I'm sure they're going to continue to be for the rest of the shows that are coming up at the theater. And those are going to be next Friday night, July 23rd, will be Emily Lee Luther. And then on Saturday night, we're going to have Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle. And they are going to be We Just Move On, songs from Kendra and Ebb. So we're going to now introduce you to Jana and Haley. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. We're so excited to be here today.
It's nice to have you with us, even though it is via Zoom. So I apologize to the audience for a little bit of the sound quality that you might hear from them. They have the best voices in the world, and unfortunately we're dealing with a little technology problem. But let's get to the fact that we want to find out all there is to know about you. And Haley has been at Theater by the Sea on several occasions. Jana, is this your first visit to Theater by the Sea?
This will absolutely be my first visit to Theater by the Sea. I did work North Shore many, many years ago, which is also owned by Bill Hammy. I did Rosie and Bye Bye Birdie there some years ago, but I've never worked Theater by the Sea, and I'm so excited. Haley's just said wonderful things about it.
It's a great place. It's a great theater. I'm sure that 99% of our audience has been there, the audience that's listening all over southern New England that's listening, and the World Wide Web. So we have people listening around the world, which is pretty cool. People listening particularly to this show from Taiwan and France and Alaska and all over, because they have that little feeling at one time they were at Theater by the Sea or whatever, and they want to find out what's going on now.
But that's wonderful.
Amazing.
You'll be there six days from now on Saturday night, and that's going to be on July 24th. And that night, I won't be there, unfortunately, to see you.
Oh, no.
Because I'm appearing on Block Island that night.
So, oh, good
for
you.
So there you go. We'll be just across a little piece of water. Jana, you'll find out that when you get to Theater by the Sea, it's very close to the ocean. If you look out on the water, you'll see Block Island just a few miles away, and I'll wave to you during the
I think Block Island's magical. I love Block Island.
You've
the
been
way.
There, Haley.
Of course, I worked at Theater by the Sea. I did all of it. I love Rhode Island.
Well, all right, it's a great spot. Let's start with a little bit of background about the two of you. And I was going to read the press blurb that's in here that tells a lot about your background. But you know what? I think I'd rather hear it from you. So. Let's start in the order of appearance. Why is the order of appearance? Jana, why are you first?
Oh, my goodness. It's the two of us. We star equally in the show. Alphabetical is as good an answer as I can come up with. Alphabetical order, Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle.
Okay.
So I would say that would be the reason that I am first there.
All right. I thought it was because you were just a kid and, and Haley was kind of taking you by the hand and guiding you around.
Thanks a lot. No, I started out on Broadway many, many, many years ago. I made my Broadway debut in a show called Good News in 1974.
Wow.
With Alice Faye and John Payne, if the audience knows who that is.
Sure.
You know, and then went on to do a number of of other Broadway shows, including I was Tyne Daly's standby as Mama Rose in Gypsy and played Mazeppa. I think we're going to talk about that later in the segment. You know, I want Haley to talk a bit about her background before we get to our show, because I could jump right to how Haley and I met and how we ended up doing this show together, which was just is a wonderful story and is part of our show. But I'd love, you know, Haley to have a say a few things before we get on to how we met, what we were doing off Broadway together.
Okay. Well, let's just ask you a couple more questions before we get to Haley. Where did you grow up, and what part of the country?
I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And there's another song we're going to play later called we've talked about this mic before we went on air. I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and my mother used to take dance lessons with Gene Kelly.
Oh.
And she sent me off to dancing school when I was 4 years old. And since I went to dancing school and did that, I've really never, ever wanted to do anything else. I went off to Stevens College, got my Bachelor of Fine Arts in theater, and then straight from going to Stevens College, I came to New York City.
Wow.
With a dream, as did a lady named Haley Swindle.
All right.
And we have a lot in common, Haley and I. We're a great duo.
Haley, how about you? Where did you, what part of the country did you grow up in?
I grew up in Tampa, Florida, actually. So
okay. A real Floridian.
A real Floridian.
You didn't move there. You were born there. Okay.
I definitely am. I consider myself a New Yorker now. I love New York, even though I grew up in Florida. My whole family still lives there. But I moved to New York about... in 2008, I graduated college and moved to New York City, went on about four national tours and came in with my Broadway debut with the Broadway revival of Jekyll and Hyde. And shortly after that, did my Theater by the Sea debut, which I'm sorry. I mean, I know my Broadway debut is important, but I loved my time at Theater by the Sea. So we're going to talk about that for a second. I played... Mrs. Banks and Mary Poppins, if you guys saw that, and I played Lady the Lake in Spamalot, who's the diva, whatever happened to my part, and that was just such a magical summer for me for so many reasons, and that was in between Broadway shows for me. And my most recent Broadway show, actually, is a Candor and Ebb show. Before the pandemic, I was starring as Mama Morton in Chicago on Broadway, which has been a whole lot of fun. I love the show, love the part. And I played over 100 performances in 2019, that year, before the pandemic. And I love that show, and I love Candor and Ebb. So that was the last kind of Broadway show I did. And that's me.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I did see you, obviously, in Mary Poppins, because I've seen every show at the theater, and Spamalot and anything else that's been there. It's for those listening in the audience that haven't been to Theater by the Sea, this is a great opportunity to get down there, see the beautiful gardens and the beautiful surroundings, and it's very comfortable. I was there, as I mentioned, just the other night, and it was very comfortable. The place was packed, which was very heartwarming for me to see the theater back open again. Although we're not in a regular season as traditional for Theater by the Sea, where they normally have four musicals a year, we're doing this concert series this July. But it's a great opportunity, so get out and see that. We're going to go to a piece of music that I'm going to have one of you introduce, which is called Say Yes. Tell us about that.
I will. So this is a Candor and Ebb song, and Jana can also say a little bit about why it's important to why we met and our show, but this actual recording itself was from a tribute that I got to do this year in March for Liza Minnelli's 75th birthday. It's out of a segment that I did with Joel Gray, celebrating Liza on her 75th birthday, and that aired in March. It is a Kander and Ebb song. And Jana, why is this song important to you?
Yeah, she can tell that I want to say that we can see each other, and that's wonderful, because usually Haley and I are in the rehearsal room together. We're sitting next to each other, and Haley and I met on an off-Broadway show called This One's for the Girls, and in that show, she started talking to me. We just had a normal affinity toward one another. I thought, excuse me, that she was an amazing talent. Obviously, I guess she felt the same about me. We came up with, I won't tell you all the details because it's in our show, about why we decided to do a Kander and Ebb show, but the interesting thing was, once we talked about it, you know, it was Haley's idea. And eventually she said, come on, Jana, say yes. And I said, you know, let's do it. And I said, yes.
There you go. And that's the name of the song? Say Yes?
Say Yes is the name of the song.
We'll go to it now.
Every day, say yes. When opportunity comes your way, you can't start wondering what to say. You'll never win if you never play. Say yes. There's Mink and Marigold right outside, and long white Cadillacs you can ride. Nothing's gained if there's nothing tried.
Music that you're going to get to hear some more of, but right now I just want to remind you about the concert series at Theater by the Sea and how you can get tickets and so forth, remembering that Friday night is going to be Emily Luther, and then Jana and Haley on Saturday night, July 24th, then the following weekend, Matt DeAngelis and Christine Dwyer on the 30th, and Liz Calloway on the 31st, and then after that, Mamma Mia returns. So check all this out by going to theaterbythesea.com. And if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way and pick up your rotary phone and call 401-782-8587. Talk to Vinny at the box office and you'll be able to get tickets. Hopefully, don't wait because things sell out like I would expect is going to happen for the two of you when you get there. Having a full house at Theater by the Sea is a lot of fun, and Haley knows that because practically everything is sold out all the time. So it's a very cool thing. We have more music to get to and more experience and stories, and This next one is kind of a montage, if you will, or a collage of your some of your talents. Tell us about this piece that we're about to hear.
Well, the next thing we're going to go to is actually what we call a sizzle reel of our show. We put it together as a promo. It's a snippet of a number of the songs we sing in the show that we do together. We Just Move On, the songs of Candor and Ebb.
Well, there you go. All right. Haley, anything to add to that?
It's a really exciting just group of songs that we feel represent the heart and soul of our show, which shows both the strength and vulnerability of the women that Candor and Ebb write for, which is what always attracted us to Candor and Ebb, that they wrote for both strong and vulnerable characters.
All right. We'll give it a listen, then take a short break and be back with more.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Feinstein's 54 Below is proud to present Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle.
So as we play in life's ballet, we're not the dying swan. We just move on. We move on.
Life keeps happening every day.
Say yes.
How about maybe?
When opportunity comes your way, you can't start wondering what to say. You'll never win if you never play. Say yes.
There's the Empire State Building.
There's Times Square, Jana.
And Yankee Stadium.
I like Yankee Stadium.
We love those city lights, those sparkling city lights, those twinkling city lights, blurring our eyes.
A chief cook and bottle washer, that's what I always was. Doing what some cook and bottle washer does. Go stand and take the tickets. Go make the corn go pop. Bread to bake and beds to make and rugs to shake and floors to mop.
Wrap it up and charge it. That's my favorite phrase. How lucky can you get? When I see the chauffeur, think I'll give him a raise. How lucky can you get?
Start spreading the news. We're leaving today. We want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Passion's design seems never to last. Better a match, better a blend. Who needs a lover? I need a friend.
And yes, I am. And yes, I'll be. And yes, I'll go. Oh, yes.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle. And Haley and Jana have been talking about the show that is coming up at Theater by the Sea on the 24th of July, just next week. So don't miss them, a dynamic duo, as they say. I don't know if you've been called that before, but...
Oh, we have.
You have, I'm sure you have.
And we are.
And you are. And unfortunately, I really am disappointed that this is happening on... You know, we've all been waiting to perform for so long during the pandemic.
We have, and especially for a live audience. I mean, both Haley and I have been performing during this period. And by the way, Haley and I not only perform together, we produce together, because I produce on Broadway, and Haley does and is working with me. We have so many exciting projects coming up. We're here about our cabaret show, but we know each other very well, and so enjoy working together.
Yeah, the transition going from that year and a half off of all of us being able to perform live and then just stopping like that, And now getting started again is very exciting. So
it really is. I mean, we've performed virtually, and Bailey has several one-person shows she's been doing. So we've been filming shows.
Right.
But to be back in the theater performing live for an audience is going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing for us.
There's really nothing like being there with an audience. I mean, I always say in my shows that they've done scientific studies that when an audience is watching a performance, like with the performer, all of our heartbeats in the middle of a performance, everybody's heartbeats sync up. I mean, that's like the beauty of art. So that's not something that you get when you're performing to a camera or performing on Zoom, which is what we've kind of been doing. So, I mean, I did a run through of another show I've been working on and to five people yesterday. And it was like the first, you know, and I just started looking at people's faces, just tears came down my, just being able to relate to other people, because the audience is such an important part of what we do. And I don't know if they always ever realize that they are, and you know, that such an important part of what it is that we do as performers, as artists. They are a part of this, and a huge part of this. And it's so thrilling and exciting to step back into this.
And you know? Jana, I can't wait for you to get to the theater and see how intimate it is with the audience.
Yeah.
That's the cool part of it. They're right there. I've had that privilege, as I told you off the air, many times of performing at Theater by the Sea, and as well as seeing the shows and sitting in the audience. And it's I won't say that sitting in the audience is as good as being on the stage, but it's still pretty cool. Jana, you alluded to something earlier about growing up and taking dancing lessons, and this next piece of music has to do with that, right?
It does, and it has to do with our show, too, because our show really is about, you know, two women at different periods. I came to New York much earlier than Haley, but wanting to be on Broadway, having a dream to move ourselves forward, to have a career, to sing, to perform. And my mother used to dance with Gene Kelly. She sent me to dancing school when I was 4 years old. And after that, I really never, ever wanted to do anything else. It was the impetus for my entire career. And when Haley and I met and started talking about our paths, Haley's a mother. I'm a mother and a grandmother. It's really the story of two women living very, very full lives and still moving forward to not only attain their goals in the theater, but to move themselves forward as women and have the experience of motherhood, being wives, mothers, grandmothers. And it's all throughout our show. I think it really expresses a lot of dreams that many, many women have to have their careers and also have their experiences, full experiences as women. So this particular song, Clara's Dancing School, I did it on an album many years ago when I was covering Time Daily on Broadway as Mama Rose and playing Mazeppa. And I chose to do the song, which is all the music of a single composer. This song spoke to me because it represented how I felt when I was 4 years old and my mother sent me to dancing school.
Up on the corner of 106th Street, I went to a dancing school. Lady named Clara, and she wasn't anyone's fool. And she taught her classes for less than a dollar, and sometimes she taught for free. For some girls, the classes had so little meaning, but they sure meant the world to me. 'Cause changed my life in many ways, those early days. The class wasn't big, and Clara was tiny, and I wasn't tall myself. And I read every book all about ballerinas that Clara had on every plié turned out wrong. But Clara would take me to see Sleeping Beauty, and I wanted to dance all night long. 'Cause I learned about dancing, and I learned about tourgettes, and I know that it changed my
body up, chest up, close your eyes.
Then came the time when I said I was leaving, and Clara and I were in tears. And she spoke once again of the roses and encores and all of those beautiful years. And now as I get to 106th Street, I never forget to stop and picture the place where I did my first solo that now is a barber shop. 'Cause I learned about dancing, and I learned about tourgettes, and I know that it changed my
song. And now we're going to go to Haley and a song that you have something to do with, from a show called Finding Neverland, right?
Well, it's Finding Wonderland. It's
That's what I said. Finding Wonderland. You thought I said Finding Neverland, but
it's okay. It's from a show called Wonderland on Broadway.
Okay.
By a composer named Frank Wildhorn. And although I was not in that show on Broadway, I made my Broadway debut in a show by the same composer and have had a long time artistic collaboration with that composer, Frank Wildhorn, because he wrote a show called Jekyll and Hyde, which was my first Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And that began a long time artistic collaboration, which proved extremely lucky for me over the years. For example, I mean, I made my Broadway debut with his show, and then later on, we worked together vocally a lot on various things in and out of the studio, various projects he was developing. And then recently, I guess about 3.5 years ago, I did a concert singing some of his material at Birdland. I actually sang Bring On the Men from Jekyll and Hyde with his wife and Frank on the keys, half in English and half in Japanese, because I speak some Japanese and his wife is Japanese.
Of course so you do.
You know,
he really does.
Not fluently, but I speak a little. And in the audience that night was a lawyer from a show called Chicago who heard me sing and put in a good word. And that's how I got my first audition for Chicago. So as I said, he's always proved lucky for me. This next song, Finding Wonderland, it's a really special recording because this is my solo version, but it was part of something that I did during this quarantine. I was on a farm. I did it, recorded it when I was in Florida, and it was done with about 70 of Frank's singers from all over the world. This particular version is just me singing it, but it was done in a bunch of different languages and put into one version, which was really exciting. This is my solo version of it that I recorded for Frank, and I'm really proud of it. But why I chose it is because, you know, as Jana said in her song and what she did, you know, everybody's experiences as women. This song is about finding, whether or not you have children, whether or not you do or don't, everybody's experiences as a human being. It's finding your own wonderland. Ordinary magic happens every single day. Wonderland is never far away. Whatever choices we make in our life, you know, we can find our own happiness. Everybody has their own path and their own journey, and it's finding and accepting that inner child within and being happy with our own journeys, whatever those are. And I think that that show kind of, our show, I mean, yes, Jan and I have similar paths and we share that. And I think that's part of why the chemistry is so great on stage. But the show is beyond that, because it's about everybody finding their own path and their own journey. And that's what's so great about Kander and Ebb's lyrics and music, is that they're about these strong and powerful women who navigate through really, really tough times and sometimes don't do what you think they're going to do. But they find their own path. So that's why I chose this song, and I'm excited for you to hear it.
Excellent. All right. We're going to listen to Finding Wonderland, and then we'll be back with more. Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking with two beautiful women that are going to be performing at the theater. You notice I threw that beautiful women in there.
Oh, I like that. I did a little
spoiler, and we appreciate that very much.
Because it is radio, and they have no idea what they're in, what they're ready to see. But you know, visual is part of the program, right? Otherwise, you just send them a recording, but the personality and what's going to come across on stage, I think, is going to be very exciting from these two women. I just want to tell you that if you'd like to get tickets, you can do that by going to theaterbythesea.com or calling Vinny, my buddy Vinny in the box office at 401-782-8587. And coming up on next Friday night is Emily Luther. And then on Saturday night, July 24th, Jana and Haley. And then the following weekend wraps up with Matt DeAngelis and Christine Dwyer on Friday night and Liz Calloway on Saturday the 31st. And then after that will be the full big production of Mamma Mia returning to Theater by the Sea. So don't miss that. And don't miss the opportunity to take the experience to get to the theater and check it all out. Unfortunately, the Bistro is not open this season. So, Haley, you won't be able to hang out in there or do the cabaret afterwards. But
I love that. Oh, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. So now that's part of it. I know doing shows, a few shows that I've done there, and then you get to do the cabaret afterwards. It's always a great time. But we'll have to have you back again for something,
you know.
Next year or the year after, whatever. But right now we're talking about this performance, which is the dynamic duo, as we've been calling them here. And let's get to some more music and tell us some more stories about this one. You got to have a gimmick, which I guess is true in any Broadway production, right?
That is very, very true, because Micah wanted to say, you know, as far as our being a dynamic duo, the thing that I realized early on, and we realized, is that we had already both done our own one-woman shows at 54 Below and continue to. But when we're on stage together, one and one do not make two. One and one feels like it makes 10. The two of us on stage together just brings the show and both of our performances and our ability to do things together. It's exciting. Our voices blend so beautifully. We complement each other. And it really feels like you're seeing a show of 10 people. It feels that way to me. And as far as you got to have a gimmick, a number of years ago, I covered Time Daily as Mama Rose on Broadway in Gypsy, went on a lot as Mama Rose. But my job in the show on a nightly basis was to play the Mazeppa, the bumpet with a trumpet stripper. And I remember, when I first got the job, that 40 years ago, I thought I was too old to bump it, shake my booty and bump it with a trumpet. And recently I love going out there and showing that I still can. So it's a perspective of where you are in your life. I loved doing it. And this is a cut from the actual Broadway album of Gypsy, starring Time Daily, with me as Mazeppa, the bump it with a trumpet stripper.
Here we go. You gotta have a gimmick.
Out till they call the cops out, grind your behind till you're banned. But you gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get ahead. You can sacrifice your sacro, working in the back row, bump in a dump till you're dead. Once I was a schlepper, now I miss my zipper with my my revolution and dance. You gotta have a gimmick if you wanna have a chance. She can They'll never make her rich.
Well, this has been a wonderful opportunity for me to meet these two women and get their opinions about music and show business and their background. It's been really great. And I only am very disappointed that I won't be there, but you can be there if you're out in the audience listening. Just call Theater by the Sea for tickets. Remember, go to theaterbythesea.com and get tickets for this wonderful concert next Saturday night. And I want you both to promise, Jana and Haley, that you will be coming back to Theater by the Sea so that we can have you here in studio and do a real interview and have the audience have another chance to see you.
Well, oh, we would both love that.
Okay, so that makes it binding now. Notice we didn't talk anything about contract, about fees, or anything like that.
Nope.
You just both said you were coming back, so I think
we
that
did.
Means...
Verbal
I think
agreement.
I'm going to call Bill Haney and tell him that I think I get you both for free.
Uh-oh, good deal.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure
glad.
Talking with you, and we have
for
one more
well.
Big piece of music to go out with, but I want you just to kind of each have an opportunity to wrap up and say something else about music in general. And by the way, anything else that you want to talk about, if you have a shout-out, Jana, you want to say hello to your mother, you can do that.
Well, my 99-year-old mother is actually in the next room and lives with me, so I don't need to give her a shout-out. I can give a shout-out to my children, and I'll let them know that that we're on air. And, you know, I think you wanted to know how the audience could be in touch with us, and if you're looking for Jana
right.
Robbins.
Right.
Go to my website, www.janarobbinsproductions.com, or look me up on Wikipedia.
There you go. So Jana Robbins Productions, it's all part of it, .com?
Yes, .com. Although okay. You'll get to me if you just put in janarobbins.com as well.
All right, I'm still dealing with the MySpace, so I have to keep up with this. I'm kidding. Haley, how about you?
Me? I love to give a shout out to my five-year-old, as of 2 weeks ago, daughter, Lily.
You have a five-year-old daughter. I have a seven-year-old, just turned seven last week, granddaughter. So there you go.
She already out-sings me. She sings before before the parade passes by. She sings Jerry Herman, Cole Porter. She's a new and
amazing.
So get ready for her on your radio.
Wow. Well, see, when you come, you can bring her, and we'll you know, we can say
she looks like Shirley Temple. She literally looks. I'm not kidding.
She really does.
People stop in the street and go, "Is she Shirley Temple?" I mean, she's crazy. Like it's with the ringlets, and she's cute. But she's also sweet. So to her and my husband, and also to everybody at Theater by the Sea, and to my special friend Karen Nassimbeni, who is amazing, and she has been, I don't know if you guys know this, but she's a general manager at Theater by the Sea. She survived COVID, and she is an incredible warrior and a hero, and I'm just so excited to see her and hug her again,
yes,
be up at the theater, and to be back to work again, and to just be together again.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And to all your friends down in Florida, they can listen.
My mom and dad.
Yep, all right. All right, let's get to this last piece of music, which everybody knows, this one. A few of the others that we played tonight might not have been familiar, but I think pretty much everybody knows this piece, right?
I've been singing this piece my whole life. I used to make my brother do talent shows, and he used to sit on the side and pretend to play the piano, and I would belt out this number from the time I was a little kid. So it's been ever since. And then, of course, something between Jana and I that we both did this. We both played Sally Bowles.
And this is a song that Sally Bowles sings in the show.
Mm-hmm. And it's both one of our favorite numbers. And on this recording, I'm singing it, but we'll see what happens up at Theater by the Sea.
All right. TBD. You never know, right? You never know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Janet. A pleasure meeting you, and have a great time here at Theater by the Sea next week.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's really been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Haley. And we'll go out with Cabaret, and we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Hello. I think. sitting all alone in your room. Hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea when I
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.